From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Norbert Hofer has lost his bid to become the first Austrian leader from the political right since World War II. Hofer has conceded the election to independent Alexander Van der Bellen. Van der Bellen spoke to reporters.
I think it is not an exaggeration if I say that today we see a red, white, red, you know, the flag of Austria, a red, white, red signal of hope and change. A red, white, red signal today goes from Austria to all the capitals of the European Union.
Hofer campaigned on an anti-immigrant Eurosceptic platform. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says he is resigning after voters Sunday turned down a constitutional change that would have cut Italy's bureaucracy and made the country more competitive. He conceded defeat after exit polls showed his proposal losing by a margin of about 60-40%. His opponents were hoping to tap into populist anti-European Union sentiment that has been gaining ground in Europe. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning. The ceremony in Santiago de Cuba was made private at the very last moment. The Syrian army has ordered rebels in Aleppo to leave the city or face death, but the rebels say they will not leave even though their top commander has been wounded. Pro-government forces attacking neighboring areas in Idlib province killed a number of people. Aleppo shook throughout the day as fighters loyal to the government of President Bashar al-Assad attacked opposition communities to the east of the city, capturing a number of them. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's transition team is downplaying the significance of the president-elect's telephone conversation with President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan. No U.S. president or president-elect has had such a conversation with a Taiwanese leader since the late 1970s, when the U.S. recognized the mainland's one-China policy. U.S. President-elect Trump sternly warned American businesses Sunday that if they moved their operations overseas, they could face a 35% tax if they then try to sell their products back into the United States. Trump has widened his search for a Secretary of State after high-profile meetings with four top candidates failed to yield a decision last week. Trump aide Kellyanne Conway told reporters in New York Sunday that the president-elect has a very full slate of meetings set to begin Monday to fill the remaining cabinet positions. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has denied an easement for the $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline project. The project has been the subject of months of protests by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which contends the project would affect its drinking water supply and destroy sites it considers sacred. Sarah Krakoff is an Indian law expert at the University of Colorado.
Both they wanted to stop this final step of construction under the river because of the huge possible threat to their water source, and also they were objecting all along to the destruction of sacred sites, burial grounds, other important sites to Standing Rock and the other tribes on their ancestral lands.
In a statement Sunday, the Corps of Engineers said it would be undertaking an environmental impact statement to look at possible alternative routes for the project. Remarks by U.S. Secretary of State on Sunday are being quickly interpreted by the Israeli media as harsh criticism and undiplomatic. John Kerry told a generally pro-Israel audience, the Brookings Institution's annual Sabin Forum in Washington, that Israel is heading to what he called a place of danger because of its policies toward the Palestinians, specifically its settlements policy.
If you have a whole bunch of people who are specifically, strategically locating outposts and settlements in areas that make it impossible to have a contiguous Palestinian state, they're doing it for the specific purpose of not having a peace.
Kerry characterized the long-stalled peace process as moving in the wrong direction. The death toll from the blaze that gutted an Oakland, California warehouse went over 30 on Sunday. The fire broke out in the building as a dance party was being held there. Officials say only about 20% of the building had been searched and that the death toll could climb to 40. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.